We thank you this morning. We exhort you, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you, for you are God from beginning to the end. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exhort your name. We bow before you. You are worthy, Lord Jesus. We exhort you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is only by you, God, alone. Lord, we exalt you. Thank you, righteous Father. You are worthy to be praised. We bow before you and we say glory, honor, adoration unto your name. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 18th of March, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare, speak over your day as you go today, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the blessings of the Lord is released unto me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare by his word, I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, the grace of the Lord is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, I assess his provision for me for this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord walk for me. The mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, anywhere I go today, I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Lines are falling unto me in favorable portion. In the name of Jesus, oh, I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I raise the standard of the Lord over this day. In the name of Jesus, any weapon of the enemy that is programmed into this day to work against me, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, any evil word that is spoken concerning this day, in the name of Jesus, you will not stand. In the name of Jesus, every evil voice that is in this day, I silence you. In the name of Jesus, I silence every language of affliction, every language of sickness, every language of infirmity. I silence you in the name of Jesus. I release the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this day I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, this is the word of the Lord concerning me. Surely his goodness and his mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. This day I enjoy the goodness of the Lord. I enjoy the blessings of the Lord. I enjoy the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, any evil that is programmed into this day, you are canceled. In the name of Jesus, I declare every trap of the evil one that is set into this day, you will not prosper. You will not stand over me. In the name of Jesus, the scepter of the wicked will not come upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, the device of the wicked will not prosper over me. The enterprise of the wicked will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, the labor of the wicked is frustrated over me. In the name of Jesus, oh, the testimony of the Lord stands sure over me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I lift up the banner of the Lord over me. I raise up the banner of the Lord upon me, for his banner over me is love. His banner over me is blessing and mercy. His banner over me is the testimony and the victory that I have through the blood of Jesus. I declare today, oh, everything that is in you this day becomes a blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, I speak by the word of the Lord, all that is in you this day work together for my blessing. All that is in you this day work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you, doors of blessing of this day. I declare you open unto me. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle is the King of glory. I declare the doors of blessing, the doors of opportunity of this day opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, I lift up my eyes unto the Lord. I receive help from his presence in the name of Jesus. I am helped of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Great help for my destiny, great help for my life. I receive from the presence of the Lord. My eyes is set upon him. The Lord send help unto me in the name of Jesus. My faith is in him. My eyes, my gaze is set upon him. The Lord send help unto me. My gaze is set upon him and is my very present help in times of trouble. Oh, I declare that my God is timely, my God is timeless as concerning my help in the name of Jesus. The Lord supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I am blessed of the Lord. This day as I go, I walk in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I am not walking into tragedy. I am not walking into error. I am not walking into accident. I am not walking into another man's accident. I am not walking in the company of death. Oh, I am not walking into any man's accident or into another man's error in the name of Jesus. I am not going in the company of those that are misfortune in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice like we do every day and pray for Nigeria. Father, have mercy upon Nigeria. Pray for this nation. Pray for your city. Pray for the state where you are presently. Lord, mercy. Lord, mercy over this nation in the name of Jesus. Lord, let there be light. We ask, O Lord, let there be light in the name of Jesus. This coming election, Father, you will break the scepter of wickedness in the name of Jesus. Nigeria is for you, Lord, the government and the people, the land and all its wealth. Lord, we do not want Nigeria to become an abode of the cruelty. We don't want Nigeria to become an abode of the wicked. Father, take charge in the name of Jesus. Break the throne of wickedness in the name of Jesus. Father, break the chain of wickedness in Nigeria. Take charge, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Take control of this nation. Father, by mercy, Lord, let the season of light come. Let the season of liberty, let the season of the sons of God manifest in the name of Jesus. And Lord Jesus will present all the prayer requests before you this morning. We ask, Lord, we lay the hand of the Lord Jesus upon them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, for those that need deliverance, you will deliver them. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Dearly beloved, I want to make this announcement before we go into the word of the Lord for us today. I want you to prepare your heart coming Thursday, 26th of March, 2026, by 12 noon. We'll be coming together for our time of refreshing program that is going to hold on that 26th between 12 and 2 p.m. The Lord bless you as you prepare to come in the name of Jesus. Remember, the time is 12 noon at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University, behind Tafo Arena at Ijokudo Junction, Sango Eleyele Road. Is on the 26th of March 2026. Mark that day out in your diary. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved, yesterday I told you that if the Lord will permit us, we continue from where we stopped yesterday. Yes, we started on the blood that speaks. So we are taking the second part today. If you remember very well, our scripture reading for yesterday was from the book of Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 24. To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better thing than that of Abel. I want you to add Romans chapter 5 verse 9. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Praise God, the blood that speaks. I want you to understand something this morning, that there is power in the blood of Jesus. Many may wonder why people plead the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you, there is power in the blood of Jesus. Either you take it seriously or you think it's just a joke when we plead the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. If you go back to that Hebrew chapter 12 verse 24, the scripture says, to Jesus, who is the mediator of the new covenant. Jesus Christ is the mediator, is the establisher, the beginner, the author, and the finisher of the new covenant. And to the sprinkling of blood, to the sprinkling, it is there written for you as a child of God to understand that there is power in the blood of Jesus. When you as a child of God stand on his word and you sprinkle the blood upon yourself. You put it as a mark upon your life. You put it as a mark upon your children. You put it as a mark upon your doorpost. You sprinkle the blood. That blood speaks better thing than any other blood that you can imagine. Amen. I want you to understand this morning. The very life of a being, the very life of every living thing, let me use every human, the very life that human carry is in his blood. That is why there is this sacred appearance anywhere blood is being shed, because the power of a person, the very life of human, is there coded in his blood. I want you to know this before we launch into prayer, that the very life of Christ is in his blood, meaning whatever Jesus is, his blood is. Whatever power that is in Jesus Christ is in his blood. If you look at Revelation chapter 12 verse 11, the scripture spoke about the victory that was attained by the blood of Jesus, and they overcame him, that is, they overcame the dragon, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb, that is the power that is in the blood of Jesus. Listen, the blood of any animal cannot atone for your sin. The blood of any animal is not enough to redeem your life. Even the blood of any other man, as precious as we are in the hand of the Lord, the blood of a man cannot stand as redemption for you, for any man. My justification, our redemption, our justification is found in the blood of Jesus Christ. His blood stands. When the blood of Jesus stands over you, his blood cancels any other blood that speaks concerning you. As far as the blood of Jesus is standing over your life, as far as his blood is speaking over you, his blood cancels, silence any other blood that is speaking vengeance. That Romans 5:9 made us to understand that our justification, our redemption from the wrath of the wicked is by the blood of Jesus. We are saved from the wrath by the blood of Jesus. His blood stands and cancels any other blood that is speaking evil concerning you. When you raise up the standard of the new covenant that is purchased for you through the blood of Jesus, all other covenant becomes invalid. When you raise up the standard that is in the blood of Jesus, every other covenant, either the one that is made before you, either the one that is made by you, either the one that is made because of you, either the one that you consciously or unconsciously made yourself, either the one that has been made generations behind you, either the one that has become a permanent statue in your lineage, that blood of Jesus breaks such covenants. Once you raise the standard of the new covenant that is purchased by the blood of Jesus, once you raise it up over your life, it cancels every other covenant. All other covenants becomes invalid over you. But dearly beloved, you need to activate the blood in your life for it to work. You need to arise and raise the standard of the blood for it to work in your life. The scripture says to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better thing than that of Abel. It is time to pray. I want you to pray this morning. I raise the standard of the blood of Jesus over me. Any other speaking blood, you are silenced in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. There are some of you that is listening to me that there are blood that has been shed. You may not know about it, but it was shed by your lineage. And there are some that has been shed for you, that is launched on you, and they are still there, trapped on the altar of wickedness. They are speaking, calling for wrath, calling for vengeance. I need you to pray that in the name of Jesus, I raise up the standard of the blood of Jesus over my life. Any other speaking blood, you are silenced in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speaks redemption. The blood of Jesus speaks redemption over me. The blood of Jesus speaks redemption over me. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus breaks every covenant, breaks every evil covenant that has been existing before me, that was made for me, that is against me. The blood of Jesus breaks them in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. The blood of Jesus Christ speaks over me in the name of Jesus. Any covenant made in my lineage that has been speaking before now over me, I silence you. Now the blood of Jesus speaks better better thing concerning me. The blood of Jesus speaks better thing concerning me in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. The blood of Jesus break every demonic hold, every demonic cycle that is attached to my life. The blood of Jesus break every demonic strongholds in my life. In the name of Jesus, every curse that is sponsored by demonic covenants, you are broken today by the blood of Jesus. Such curse is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I want you to declare that the only covenant that stands in my life is the new covenant that is made and established by the blood of Jesus Christ. Any other covenant is null and void. Any other covenant is nullified in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. The blood of Jesus speak over you in the name of Jesus. I raise up the standard of the new covenant of the blood of Jesus over your life. Every other covenant is broken in the name of Jesus. Any curse that is laid upon you in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus nullified them in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus break every demonic stronghold over your life, every demonic cycle that is attached to your life, every demonic cycle that is attached to your life is broken by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. The only covenant that stand over you is the covenant of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, this prayer must not stop here. Don't just relegate it to this 10-5 minute prayer. I need you to understand that this is the season to pray. You want major breakthrough in your life? You want to break the limit? You want to break out of the cycle of stagnation in your lineage? Pray. Break the covenant. Break every demonic stronghold that surrounds you. Break the scepter of the wicked over your life by his blood. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. Prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord Jesus. Like I said yesterday, our redemption is by the blood of Jesus. And how can you be redeemed if you don't give your life to Jesus? If you do not belong to him, how do you access the redemption, the new covenant that has been purchased already for you? Give your life to Jesus. Turn to him today and let him come into your life. It is well with you in Jesus' name. I put the blessings of the Lord Jesus upon you. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon your life. And the peace of the Lord is with you in Jesus' name. Amen. It is well with you. Thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.